What's up, boys? It's your boy Larry D.
And me.
Back at it again, Ezra J.
And me, I suppose.
Bubba?
But also known as Hyde.
Hyde?
Bubba Hyde.
Bubba Hyde.
Look at him, Look at those fucking shades.
He's in the Aviator Lincolns.
Fucking Top Gun Patriots.
Let's
I just didn't feel like getting my glasses out of my truck.
Yeah, well, those work, I guess.
Those are way better.
They work. They make you look pretty dumb. That's cool. I like it.
Sweet.
Sweet. See, that's what Hyde would say.
I know, huh? He's so zen.
Yeah.
Another tripping foul. Let's go.
Let's all check out the fit.
Why?
With the short shorts.
Hipster fit.
I got this fit.
From the Goodwill.
Shit, no. What was his name? Someone drew this and made it. Fuck. From the Tattoo Expo.
Someone drew this. I made it.
Yes.
What do you mean you made it?
No, they made it. They drew it and made it. This is a shirt that they made. They drew all this.
Looks like a little kid did it.
Some mids. Oh, shit.
Oh. Got him.
Hold on. Fuck Emily, what was the name?
Fuck that kid.
Shout him out.
No, no shout outs on here.
Yeah.
No shout outs on here.
Andrew Blackster.
It's not even any good.
Baxter.
Cool.
Andrew Blackster.
Yeah, we don't care. A little kid did it.
Look him up on Instagram. He's about 5 years old.
Fucking assholes about it.
He's a good guy.
Mr. Fit, though.
I'm going to go tomorrow. The Tattoo Expo's Fresno is this weekend. I'm going to go tomorrow. Check it out.
No, you're not.
I might get a tattoo, actually.
No, you know damn well you're getting a tattoo. Let's go. There's a fucking fight going on right now. Avalanche versus the Flames. They're getting pissed.
Ezra, no one gives a shit.
I do.
No, you don't.
I actually don't even know who plays.
Home Entertainment, right?
Okay, what's the top player for Avalanche? No, let's go Calgary.
Kadri, which he just got a tripping foul. Tripping penalty.
Let's go Calgary.
I just said Kadri.
Kadri.
I don't know his first name.
That's not the top player.
Nichiskin.
Nichiskin. That's Avalanche, I think.
Braham. I know all the whole team.
Braham is Avalanche.
I know.
I said Calgary.
Kadri.
You just saw his last name. You just saw his last name. That's why you said it.
But I know I knew him from last year.
But what are you looking at over there?
Porn. I can see it off the shades.
You can't be on fucking TikTok while you're on a podcast.
And someone jerked off on the keyboard.
Well, the podcast is boring.
That's why the buttons are so
sticky.
Well,
make it fun then.
No.
Don't say something's boring and then not make it fun.
Someone was jerking
off
making
it boring.
In the computer room. The keyboard is sticky.
The keyboard is very sticky, actually.
Couldn't help myself.
Someone jerked it on.
A lot of privacy in here.
There's a lot of privacy in this.
Hella quiet in here.
It is. Because even though there's stuff going outside out there, and I have soundproofing on the way. We're going to soundproof this whole building.
The whole building? The whole house?
Yeah. Well, mostly this room. But I have it on the way. It's coming. But now we have to put our money together and get a mount, get a keyboard. Because our keyboard's fucked.
Could probably want an offer up.
We don't need to put our money together. It's like $20 to go get a new fucking keyboard.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to go get another keyboard, I hope.
Bubba can get it because he jerked off on it.
Yeah, who jerked off on it?
Yeah, I'm going to get a new keyboard for my computer. You're right.
Good.
Yes.
Thanks.
And then we still use this one, though.
And we also need a hard drive.
I'm not going to use that one. Fuck that one.
Trash it?
Even though I do like that one.
It's a nice one. I like this part right here.
But the new one will be wireless anyway. It'll be better.
You can literally buy the same one.
I like this keyboard. It's really nice.
I don't think so. It's pretty fucking old.
This is a classic. You can buy it. It's old. You can buy it.
Vintage.
Could honestly probably just take the keys and clean it up real
Definitely
nice
you could. It's probably hella easy to clean.
But
who wants to do that? We need
lazy.
To get one that glows in the dark and
this
shit.
This is America, so what do? We throw it out and we get a new one.
Exactly. Go look at the front of our yard.
Yeah.
On the curb.
Do you see that? Do you see our fucking pile?
It got bigger since yesterday. Last night.
Oh, yeah, we did have a little pile yesterday. Yeah, we got
a big
pile.
It was a little. It was kind of big, but it got bigger.
It was already pretty large. Now it's extra large.
Yeah, now it's extra.
So you guys finished? Or not yet?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're finished with
the backyard? Side yard?
Throwing stuff out. Now we just have to clean a bunch.
Yeah, the backyard definitely done.
What about the side yard?
We got everything.
On the side yard.
Did you guys throw away my barbecue pit?
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
It's out there if you want it.
Shit was 60
broken.
Bucks.
It's not out there anymore.
Oh, the guy took it?
Hell yeah, it was metal.
Real quick, huh?
Come on, cuz.
Oh, bro, this guy pulled up and he was like, what'd he say? Bubba went out there.
Hey, you want this?
First guy pulled up. I was like,
but you were out there already?
No, we were loading shit.
Moving shit.
Oh, yeah.
And we were standing in the garage taking a break, and some guy pulled up. Yeah. And I was like, hey, yo, like, are you taking metal? And dude, with hella attitude. Like, you could just hear his attitude in his voice. Just like, yeah. I was like,
white?
No, he's Mexican.
Like a Mexican dude. Yeah. And at first, like, I thought he didn't understand him, but he said, yeah, pretty fucking well. He didn't say C. So, but.
Or
C. But I told him, so I was like, all right, well, I got a bunch of
things.
Because I just threw a bunch of shit over the fence that was all metal, like a bunch of metal.
A lot of metal.
Whatever. I don't know what the fuck
it
was.
No, I don't
know.
But it was a lot of metal.
Tossed it over. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I was like, hey, there's a bunch of metal back here. If you want it, whatever, you can grab it.
Yeah.
That fool fucking left, like, everything.
Yeah, he didn't grab no metal.
Left hella shit. Like, he's like, I don't know what the fuck he was looking
for. Come back.
Yeah, he didn't make no money.
But he didn't make no money today. That fool's a lazy motherfucker. The next guy came, pulled up.
Got it right away.
Took everything.
Oh, he was taking everything. He took like, he everything. Was crawling under and making sure not to make a mess. And I was like, hey, bro, I got some rims.
No, they make a fucking mess. They don't care.
No, that guy didn't. No, it looks nice. Didn't. Look, yeah, no, I didn't touch it. He still left it like that. He crawled in there and he grabbed everything he could. And then I said, hey, bro, you want some rims? Gave him 3 brand new rims with brand new tires.
Wow. Brand new rims.
Shut the fuck up, Bubba.
Stupid.
But they were rims and tires, though.
To what car?
We gave away my 3 old stock wheels and tires from my truck.
Are you stupid? You could have kept those.
For what?
It's worth money, dude.
I have been kept them for
like
years.
Long time, huh?
Yeah.
And we tried to sell them. Yeah. Didn't work. So
tried
it's like, fuck, take them.
Almost got $300. Dude came and everything. And he didn't take them because they didn't have the center caps.
And then no one took them. So it's like, what are we going to do? Sit them here?
I was like,
or?
Fuck it. I threw one of them under my truck as a spare. Got rid of the last 3. Fuck the 3.
Oh, so you had 4.
I had 4.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I would have kept those.
He has for 1 what? For the spare.
For what?
Because he already has his 4 of the ribs.
There was no reason
to
for me
to
keep
stock.
Them. That's for sure.
He doesn't need
stock. It's always good to have the stocks.
They were bald-ass tires, stock-ass rims.
He already has good rims.
I know, but it's always good to keep the stocks.
Why? When you can just get rid of them.
What, put them back on the truck if I sell it or something?
Yeah.
No, sell with the fucking rims.
The fucking wheels. I got the wheels for fucking $80.
Oh, shit. That's hella good.
I guess the total would be like $180, but.
You bought them new or from
I got
like
3 of them used.
Like off rubber
I bought
something?
1 new.
Nice.
Yeah, I went and picked them up in a field on a rainy ass day. It was muddy as hell. Weren't you there? Somebody was there with
me.
Oh, it was me and Nate.
From Offer Up or what?
From something like that, yeah.
Somewhere
like
that?
Yeah, it was like out in the cuts. Like fucking.
Damn.
Fucking rainy ass fucking day, but I got them for $80, cheap as hell.
Yeah,
just picked up one more. Finally got some tires for him through the truck.
Easy money. I was here when you put them on the truck.
Yeah, I even got the tires for a fucking steal, $375
yeah,
for all 4 tires
from that old lady.
New?
No, it was from some tow yard.
That was from an old
new?
Lady.
Basically new. They came off a rolled Jeep.
They're still on there, aren't they?
Yeah, they're still on there.
I was like, that's the same
time.
Tires.
They're pretty much new, yeah.
That's been like 3
like
years.
Like, rolled Jeep, like, isn't crashed, wrecked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I remember when he put the spacer and put him on, he was like, we're going to the rodeo. And then he was like, why is everyone looking at us? He felt hella good. He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, it does look way better, I'll tell you that. Because it does.
Looks nice.
You got nice, meaty tires with little rims and fucking a spacer on it.
It does look
cool. Looking nice.
About need for new tires, though.
Yeah,
it's getting close.
But you're gonna have to spend if you get them brand new, you're gonna spend $1,000.
Maybe.
Tires?
I'm hoping my
work. Tires, they're like 200 to 250.
What size are those?
My still has a deal.
What size are those?
32s? 33s?
Like 285, 75.
Oh.
They're almost 30.
Oh, you know what I meant. They're like 32s, I think. They're like 32 and a half.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's gonna be like 1900, depending on what brand you get.
Jesus, 1900. Where are you sitting at?
Depending on what brand
what
you
world
get.
Are you in, bro?
It's like 250, 300 a tire.
It just depends.
Well, my boss just bought tires. He spent 1800 on some Toyos.
It all fucking depends.
Yeah, well, if you're going to get the best brand in the world.
Yeah, I'm not getting no fucking
I'm just
Toyos.
Fucking said. It depends on the brand. Yeah.
Hey, get the what the
what
fuck,
fuck
are you
is
doing?
This shit?
Get beat that bitch's ass.
Fucking groin hurts so bad.
Why? What'd you do to it?
Just lifting.
Hey,
sore.
I'm gonna pick up new chairs tomorrow.
Finally, the ones you've been talking about for fucking months.
Well, now I have a spot where I want to keep them, and I can shut the door and fucking no one fucks with them.
Yeah, I guess.
Because they're brand new.
Okay, I guess that's oh, that dude.
What are you talking about? Is it over there that no one can see?
dude, super embarrassing. On Wednesday, I was deadlifting like a lot of weight. And then, you know that thing, like a bowel movement, but like...
A valve movement?
A bowel movement bowel is when you take a shit, dude.
But like, it's like fart, but...
You shart?
Yeah, that.
How do you not know what that is?
I don't know, but I did that.
He just didn't want to say he shit himself.
Yeah, true.
I did that at the gym, bro.
Nice.
That shit for was real? So did embarrassing.
Did you get it on video?
No.
Because I've seen you've been videoing yourself lately. Did you get it on video?
Come out the side of your shorts?
Not this one.
Did it go on the ground?
No, it fucking just like went on my shorts, and I thought it was going to slide down. So I got up real quick. I grabbed my shit, and what sucked was there was dudes right behind me on the squat rack, and there was a chick on the right of me.
Did they see?
Did they smell?
I think they did, because they were like doing like this kind of thing, like whatever like that or something like that.
They like doing that. They were probably seeing how much weight you were doing. I'm like, fuck, look at this dude.
Look at this dude. He just lifts so much he shit himself.
I'm pretty sure they've seen it, bro, because I'm doing a deadlift in my ass.
Holy hell.
They're on the squat rack. We're sharing the same rack, and everybody they're right behind me, and there's the brown stain on my shorts. Like, it went through my shorts.
Looks around like, why the fuck should it smell so bad?
Yeah.
They look at you. Holy shit, he just lifted so much weight.
He went, shit himself. How did you do that?
It went through my shorts, bro.
How did you lift so much you shit yourself?
I don't know, bro.
Did you have to shit?
I think I had a fart, but like I was like, you know, I don't know if I had a fart or not. I don't know. I just
shouldn't eat that.
It was just probably just so heavy.
You probably shouldn't lift no more.
I was like, fuck.
Butthole's too loose from fucking all these
dudes. I got up so quick. I didn't even rack my shit. I just left it there. I got up so quick. I took off, bro.
Squeezed the butt.
Then they know. Oh, yeah. If you even go set it back up, they know you shit yourself.
Yeah, I know. And then, but it sucks. I had to sit shit ass in my car to all the way home.
Why didn't you go take a shower?
Yeah, what the hell?
In the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have nothing to wash with.
It doesn't. Dude, take them in the shower, wash it, and walk out with fucking no.
Wet
with
clothes.
No clothes?
Yeah. Fuck it.
Well, you walk out with shorts, but they're going to dry.
They're not.
Just wash the ass part and wash your ass and walk out like that.
You nasty, cuz.
I know, bro.
Dude, you're fucking. You better shampoo your
fucking
seat.
He wipes forward.
I did. I got seat covers.
Yeah, he does wipe forward. He does wipe forward.
I got seat covers. I just washed my seat covers.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
It seeped through the seat covers once you're seated.
It probably did.
Get your seats. Go shampoo your
There's
fucking
a fucking
seats.
Little brown stain on my seat. Oh,
bro, come on.
You're sick, bro.
Bro, I can't go back to the gym for
it's like
a week.
It's like fucking one of those State Farm commercials. You don't got to get that personal, bro.
It's going to be so embarrassing seeing those same dudes that were right behind me.
No, it's not.
They probably won't.
They won't.
I'm like, what's up, bro?
Yeah, they won't care.
What's up, Shitty?
What's up, shit?
Hey, they'll be like, how'd you know my dog's name?
What's up, Big Stank?
What's up, Stank?
Hey, what's up, Lift So Much?
What's
you
up,
shit
Stank?
What's up, Big Stank? How you doing?
They get real personal.
You so like,
hey, don't lift too much today, Stinky.
Yeah, you ready to lift today, you smelly motherfucker?
I was like, like, oh, fuck.
No way.
It didn't make noise. You would have been.
No, it didn't make. Well, I don't know if it did because I had headphones on.
I don't even know.
He just felt the rumble.
Sure
he was like,
though. I felt it.
She was hella loud. Everybody's just looking at him like, what
no,
the fuck was
no
that?
One, mostly everyone has headbutt.
Somebody
headbuds.
Headbuds?
Earbuds or headphones. So
Ezra, did you take a shot of that?
No.
Do it.
Shit sucked, bro.
Yeah, you
Give him a shot. Give him a shot.
Oh, shit sucked.
Take two.
I hope that chick didn't smell. I don't care about the boys. The boys understand. I hope that chick was like, she was pretty fucking close.
Why would you care if the chick smelled it?
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you care?
It stunk, though, because I was, like, smelling in my car. I was like, fuck.
Fuck.
He's like, fuck, I got to switch gyms. God damn it, I just got to start going to a different
Just go
location.
To the other one. No other location.
Yeah,
there's five locations.
There you go. You ain't got to ever see those guys again.
I know. Nah, I'm going to go back.
Why wouldn't you fuck them? I don't care.
Do the same weight again and then see if I don't shit myself.
Dude, I'll go with you. And they say something, I'll beat them up for you.
Face your poopy fears.
I'll beat those fucking big mother...
What's up, Stank?
Were they bigger than me?
Huh?
Were they bigger than me?
Yeah, everyone's bigger than you.
No, dick-wise. Dick-wise.
I don't know.
Oh. He just doesn't know.
You're a little ass dick. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are bigger than
you. Yeah, most
Damn.
Likely.
Damn. All right, you're on your own.
Most likely.
Fucking, yeah.
All right, take that shot, Ezra. Let all me see right. it. You got to take two.
So that was embarrassing.
That was embarrassing. That is pretty sad. You probably should never go work out again.
No.
Yeah, you should probably never get on anybody's phone on their Spotify again either.
Yo.
You like that?
What the fuck is your problem,
Why
guy?
Did you fucking like whole albums?
What the fuck?
Whole albums of
songs. Only like two albums, bro.
Bruh.
Two albums?
I had to scroll down for like a half an hour to
That's
get back
hour.
To my
30
like
songs.
Songs.
That's 30 songs.
I only liked maybe 20 songs.
That's 30 songs
to add to your fucking playlist.
Nah, it was way too fucking many.
That's not enough.
You know every song in that playlist ain't good.
Which playlist?
Every play, every.
Now
every
I have to go through and fucking unlike every one of them.
Why?
Because I don't want them on my fucking like songs. That's what I use as my fucking playlist.
Me too.
So your like songs is only a playlist.
Yes, it's a playlist, playlist of what
that
I like.
I fucking like.
That's why I said like. Yeah. Music.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Retarded,
it's
bro.
My main playlist.
So is mine.
And then I have rock, and then I have rap, and then I have country.
I don't want your fucking liked albums on my main fucking playlist.
I only
liked
music one album.
I fucking
you no, like two
you
albums.
Finish an orange juice and fucking.
What did he fucking say? He said one album, and he started naming two.
I did two, I think.
And take the fucking shot, pussy.
I did already.
No, take another one, because you're back. I got to take one now, too.
Cushion Orange Juice, and like I think it was like another Wiz Khalifa album, bitch.
You didn't like any of that. You liked motherfucking goddamn Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, it was some weird
shit.
Ass name.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? That's my favorite.
Come on, man. Album? You like Stevie Ray Vaughan, Wiz Khalifa,
Jimi Hendrix, Currency, and that's it.
Cool in the Gang.
I didn't like that
motherfucking
one.
Motherfucking, oh, there was another one, dude.
I didn't like that one. It wasn't
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. It's all here, bro.
I didn't like Cool
it's
in the Gang.
It's all right here. These are all likes from you. These aren't my fucking likes, Ezra.
I didn't like Cool in the Gang.
It's all you.
I only did Wiz Khalifa, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, and Currency.
Jesus Christ, but they were all albums.
Like, they weren't
the
albums.
Fuck, dude.
Bro, there was a lot of songs on there. I saw them.
I liked like
and
30
you just
songs.
Went from two to five, motherfucker.
What do you mean?
No,
two
he
to
said
five.
One. He said one.
He said two.
I'm talking about the artists, like the songs that I did, not the albums. No. I only did one album.
No, you did like three albums.
Okay, what album?
I don't know what they
there's
are.
There's a lot
you
of likes
currency.
There, though.
You did two currency things. It's just hell of shit.
I don't even listen to
I
currency.
Can't even believe how much stuff is on here.
They're good songs. They're better than the shit you had.
No, it's not what I listen to, so it's not better than what I have.
It's good for you. When you put them on, I'll listen to it.
You should if you just added them to a different playlist, Ezra's songs or something. Like
but
you
I,
make
don't
your
want,
own
I don't want
to
play list.
I was thinking about doing that, honestly.
God my playlist, it. I'm not going to put it on and be like, what the fuck is this song? I want to play my place and be like, I walk alone these crazy streets. I want to sing along to every song.
What song was that?
I walk alone. I walk alone. Yeah,
Green Day?
He was close. He was close.
It was something. I was just trying to think fast, bro.
It's come Lonely on, Road, not Crazy Streets.
Crazy Streets. Get the fuck out of here. You know it's crazy.
It's Lonely Road.
You're Lonely Road. You're a very lonely road after you shit yourself.
These crazy streets.
I'm telling everybody. I'm going to tell everybody when I go to the gym. Hey, this guy shit himself last time. Watch out.
This guy pooed. Keep him off the squat rack.
Yeah. Hey, because when he's squatting, he's squatting.
No, I think it went like this.
When he put, when
I
he
didn't hear it, but I felt it. For sure it was something like this.
Now you're in
it was
the
like
squat
that.
Rack. You just got to have a 5-gallon bucket under your ass.
Yeah. Hey, we threw away the poop chair.
Which one was that?
Good.
Oh, what the fuck? Hell no. That's for camping, bitch.
Give him a second.
When
we
never
we
used
ever take it.
We took it one time.
We had it the
one time. And everyone fucking used it.
You're right.
Hey, we could take it back and we could put it at your house.
Get it back. No, and leave it here.
Let's why?
Get
one is, of those trailer is this your hitch house? Things.
Second house.
Let's just get one of those trailer hitch things.
Yeah,
trailer hitch things.
What
the fuck is that?
We could even make one.
The fuck is that, a trailer hitch thing?
The trailer hitch toilet seat
trailer
thing.
Trailer hitch shitter. You sit on
just
it.
Just goes on the hitch of the truck.
So you sit up. Yeah, so you sit up and your legs are on the ground.
What's wrong with mine? Too big?
What do you mean?
It's in the way.
My shit's custom, bro.
Where are we going to put it?
The chair?
Yeah.
Fuck the chair, dude.
You know how long it took me to make that fucking thing?
No time at all.
Are you serious?
The fuck?
You literally cut the middle out of
this
it.
This fucking guy. You didn't build the chair from scratch,
I made
scratch,
that fucking
dude.
Chair from scratch,
no,
bro.
No, you did not, dude.
At my shop.
Fuck
my boss's shop.
The hell off.
Hey, okay, you know what you could do? Is
I stained it. I fucking grinded it. Distressed it. All that
stained
shit.
Stained it?
Yeah, but you did not
it's
put
black.
The fucking chair together.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
You made that from scratch.
Oh, my God, dude.
Put that on something.
I can't believe you threw my fucking
chair. It's right there. We can go grab it.
It's still
outside. It's gone.
No,
somebody took it. They're like, oh, shit.
A shit chair.
I could use this for camping, taking shit.
You did right.
I'm taking
this.
That
chair was perfect.
It's a shit chair.
Probably exactly what he did. He picked it up off the side of the fucking road.
Yeah.
Took it to his shop. I'm going to sand this down, put a nice stain on it. I'm going to take camp with me. I'm going to take dumps. I'm going to take real comfy dumps. I'm tired of shitting off logs.
This thing doesn't have a middle, so let's take it and I'll stain it. We got a shit chair.
I'm tired of fucking squatting and laying down on my side with one leg up.
Oh, yeah, that one? No, that
that's Austin
sucks.
Did that.
The chair's cool.
We didn't.
I made
you
a
did
chair.
That?
Laying on the ground.
You laid on the ground with your leg up?
You don't remember that.
You did that.
Yeah.
I thought it was Austin.
No.
I've made a nice shit chair before, too. But it was at a permanent spot. It wasn't something I had to take anywhere. But it was nicer than your fucking chair.
No, it wasn't.
Hell yeah.
My shit was like a $100 chair.
Mine was like an actual fucking dining table chair with everything still there. Cut a hole in the middle. Routed it nice and smooth. You know, it was, you know, perfect.
It was a toilet.
Yeah, it was a toilet.
That's what I should have did. I should have did a circle seat.
You should have did the toilet. Because you made it hurt. That shit hurt when you sit on it.
It's not the most comfortable shit.
I was in a rush to make it for that fucking trip we took it on.
Well, maybe you should have stained it and just cut it the right way.
But it did work. But
hey, but since
we're never
going
to use it again.
He could make another one. That's better.
Well, guess what? How about we just get a fucking RV and we don't have to use a goddamn shit chair?
No, because that when we went to that spot with that chair, that was at fucking, like, Bald Mountain or something, Big Sandy or some shit.
What? That was Bass Lake.
I don't know, something.
That was Austin's Bass Lake spot.
No, because Ramsey was there. A lot of people were there.
Oh, that was Bass Lake then. That was a Bass Lake. That was Bald Mountain. Hey,
it was Bald Mountain.
Hey, we got a camping trip coming up, though. We got to do it.
Yeah, I know. Me and Austin are going camping.
When?
Well, he said, I told him to start it.
To start it.
Like okay.
Start whatever. I don't know. So he said start it. He's like, all right.
When is it?
I don't know. He said, let's go like next month or something. I said, yeah, we can go to Pine Flat where it's probably kind of warm.
Well, we got to go somewhere we can ride, though, because it's riding season.
No one has a bike, and then it's not riding season right now. It's too rainy.
What the fuck? It's riding season until April.
Yeah, I'm trying to go ride.
Could be all year.
Let's go to the desert.
Nah.
I can't even get there right now.
Not right now, like a month.
I know, but I'm just saying.
In a month.
Grapevine's closed.
In a
Yeah, all this shit's all closed.
In a month.
58's closed, yeah.
In a month, we'll go up. We'll go up Friday night. We'll ride Saturday. We'll stay Sunday. What?
I don't got a bike.
Why?
Because it's broken and it's a piece of shit.
Didn't you buy it? For like $4,000?
Yeah, but it's apparently been at the shop.
It's been getting shopped.
What's wrong with it?
Wire harness.
Okay, why is it not done though? Because it's been there for like a month now.
I don't know.
Have you talked to him?
I try to, but he fucking ignores me.
Okay, well, then you need to pull up on him.
Yeah.
Where's his shop
at? We're going camping pretty soon.
No, where's his shop at? We need to go get your bike. You paid for the bike.
I know.
So why don't you have it?
Because he was fucking diagnosing it.
Well, and then he doesn't hit you up after a month?
Nah, he barely hit me up the other day.
What'd he say?
Wiring harness.
It took him a month to figure that out?
Two.
2 months?
Yep.
Dude, what the fuck?
I don't know, dude.
What did he say he's going to do?
He's going to fucking fix it.
How long does that take?
I got to buy the wiring harness, though.
Literally, no, you don't. The person you bought it from does.
That's what I would think, too, but I don't know. I'll pay for it because since it's my bike.
There's no fucking... Well, you rode it twice, Ezra.
Rode it once.
Even worse.
I know. And it was running like shit with the day I brought it out. And I told you guys it was running like shit, but you didn't believe me.
No.
You're just going slow. I thought you just rode like shit.
You're just going slow. Like, nah, dude, it's running like shit.
So why don't you tell the person you bought it from to pay for that?
I've been told him.
What'd he say?
Oh, I didn't tell him to pay for it.
Why did you tell him to pay for it?
Tell him tomorrow when I see him.
No, you're not.
Ezra, be a man and fucking tell him. You literally rode it one time. You have to tell him. Like, bro, you sold me a fucking lemon.
He knows.
Like, are we boys or are we not boys?
I don't know.
A fucking wiring harness is probably like $500 for that bike.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, $500. Man, probably not that much. Maybe like $300.
It might be less than that. But, like, bro, he has to come out of pocket. Like, I bought the bike from you. Said it was good. And you paid good money for it. Like, you didn't get a deal.
No, that's a good deal that I bought it for.
What, $25?
No.
You got it for less than that?
$2,500?
Yes.
No, I got it for more than that.
Oh, so you didn't get a deal.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck is that?
$2,500 is the deal?
Yes, that's the deal. $2,500.
I never told you I got it for $2,500.
I'm just, it was literally a thing that I just said. You got it for $2,500, and you're like, no. The $2,500 is the deal price.
Oh, then yeah, I guess.
That guy's paying for it. He has to. Otherwise, he's not your friend. Because if I sold you a bike, and it fucked up the day you rode it, and it was like something that was already fucked up with it, I pay for it. Like, bro, I'm so sorry. I'm going to take my money that you paid for. I'll take it out of that money and I'll put it into your bike. And that's it. After that, that's on you. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'll fix that one piece for you because that's a main component. A fucking wire harness.
Unless he sold it to you and you knew that it had problems.
Hey, exactly. But know. No, it was perfect. When he bought it, remember, it was fucking mint.
Supposed to be.
It's supposed
it
to be
looked
mint.
Fucking mint.
Yeah. No. Ezra, you have that. He has to pay for that. Come on. You can't come out of pocket for that. Don't do that.
But if he doesn't want to, then I'm paying for it myself then.
If he doesn't want to, that's not your friend.
About to take this fool small claims court.
You better go to Judge Judy.
Judge Judy's about to get his ass.
Lawyer down.
Lawyer down on his ass, boy.
Fuck it, Judge Jesse. Key and Peele.
Yeah. Judge Jesse. Judge Jesse. All right, let's go with the guy gets the doll pregnant. There is a guy, and he got a doll. He fucks this doll, right?
I wish I had one of those dolls.
He fucks it all the time. He impregnated that doll. It got pregnant. It shows a bump. And then it had a baby.
He bought one of those fucking expensive ones.
Now this guy got two babies. Ezra, can you show Bubba the doll?
Do you want to see it?
Ezra, show Bubba the doll.
I wish I had one of those dolls. I would hella like one of those.
You know what's the funny part? It really didn't get pregnant. He just said it got pregnant, bought another doll, and said this is the baby of the doll.
Yeah, I know. obviously, yeah.
Because I thought it got pregnant and had a baby. I thought it was like some crazy thing. It's not. He's just fucking insane.
He's just one of those guys.
But this guy's not looking at the
thing. I don't know what the fuck you want me to do.
Go
dude.
To Larry. Go oh, up dude. Right there. Go to the links. Go to the doll.
Literally, this dumb fuck sends me stupid ass shit.
Go to the links. Go to links. See
where?
Y'all. Links. See y'all.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ. I told you to pull this up. What is that? What is that? Go to the website.
I think that's what we wanted to see.
Go to the website.
That's the fucking link.
Click the website. There you, buddy. There you go. Look, show it to Bubba. This is what the doll looks like.
Ugly ass doll. I wouldn't want one of those ones.
This one.
Right. That's very creepy.
Look at that. See it. Look at that. It looks like grandma.
Looks like Michael Jackson.
Oh, what did it?
Whoa.
Hey, yo. I just wanted to pull
it. See, I did not want to click that fucking link because I knew it was going to do some shit like that.
Another article.
But it had two kids.
Should I wish I lay down on that little ass pillow right now?
She was trying to sneak up on her. But, hey, do you think.
Yeah, okay. I would fuck one of those.
You would fuck a doll?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Would you fuck a doll? If it something not like that, not something like that.
No, snapping. Actually, I just want the ass and the pussy.
Wasn't
one.
It a movie?
I don't want the whole
was
thing.
Was there a movie about this?
There might be.
Maybe.
I know there was a Rick and Morty about it.
About fucking a doll?
Fucking doll that and it got pregnant.
Oh, is this the one where he shows the...
It was like the robot doll thing.
But it wasn't even him. It was like he ordered me a thing and then it kept ordering things and the next thing that come was like a baby and then it was like an old man. Remember? That's what it was. It wasn't him fucking it. It was... you don't never. I we need time apart, and then I ordered a fucking male doll, and the doll went in there, and then it was fucking.
Oh, I think that was a different one though. I don't think that was the same one. I'm talking about like
earlier.
Yeah,
it's on
an earlier one. Yeah, like Raising Gazorpazorp, I think is the one.
Raising Gazorpazorp.
Yeah, when he fucks the fucking alien breeding baby thing.
Oh, and it makes that weird
and
ass
it makes
baby.
Makes that weird little baby. Yeah. And he's
no,
like,
that's a
I
big baby.
Yeah.
That's in Men in Black.
No, it's in.
Oh.
He says it's not serious.
What are you talking about?
Those are Men in Black, dude.
When they're in the car and the fucking little octopus thing comes out.
Yeah.
Like first opening scene, I think.
Yeah.
No,
that was Will Smith's baby in it.
Yeah.
Don't you keep his baby's name out your mouth.
But yeah.
No, but on the what were we talking about? The Rick and Morty one.
Rick and Morty episode.
Yeah, that was the big baby. But then the other thing was he was like, they kept ordering things, and it was like another.
And it was like,
growing up,
like, I want to take
that
over
was Paradise
the world.
PD. That was Paradise PD.
No, they did one in Paradise PD, too.
Yeah, he like had a doll, and she was like, you know what? We need time apart. I'm going to go in this room. And then
Paradise PD.
Yeah, and then she ordered another dude, and he was like, okay. And then like he walked in there. Uh-huh. She was like, oh. And then like they walked in, and they were like, in the position of fucking, and it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that was Kevin.
Yeah. and then they had like a baby, and then they had like an old man. Like, they had a whole bunch of shit come to the house.
Yeah, they had an orgy.
Yeah, it was
a bunch
pretty
of sex
crazy.
Dolls that Kevin was ordering himself.
Yeah.
He was ordering it all and, like, making the voices for all of it is all just in his head. Like, Bob. Fucking.
That's a nut.
Yeah, it was, it's that's a funny ass show.
That's an Ezra nut right there.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Ezra, what would you do to that?
What I what?
What do you do on what do you do on an average day?
What would you
day?
Do to nut?
Yeah, what would you do on an average day to nut?
I would buy one of those things. Those half doll things where it's just the ass.
You would do the ass?
You'd yeah. do that?
Do you want one of those?
No.
If I give you one, will you tell me how
what
it is?
What about like a fleshlight?
If you buy me a brand new one, I'll tell you how it is.
What about like okay. a fleshlight that nah. like moves around on its own and shit?
Ooh.
I wouldn't like that. That's weak.
Suck when the one sucks you?
I've seen those
one,
on
one that you mount on the table.
I don't want one of those. Nah, that's weak.
Weak? No, you don't even have to do anything.
That's weak.
You just stand there?
Yeah, you just
rather
stand
just
there.
Jerk with my fucking hand like a man.
You just stand there and look at the porn you're watching on your phone.
Jerk like a man.
But he's saying he wants the one with
just the ass.
Just the ass.
I mean, that's cool.
That's dope.
You're yeah. just doing doggy the whole time?
You can put in the closet. Easy to clean.
It's just ass cheeks and shit. Like, what's that from? He like pulls out the ass from the closet or something. It's just like a butt.
There's it's from a lot of shit, but oh, I, as soon as I think of it, I think
funny,
of a Stevie Weeby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
but
one.
But there's
I think
like
of.
It's a lot of it's like
Stevie,
a lot of shows.
Stevie Weeby has a black one. Yeah, and he threw it away.
That's crazy.
Well, cuz he has a yeah.
Because like he had a problem with it.
I'd like to see one.
He kept fucking it.
I would too.
I'll buy wait, we should all go ins on the podcast for one right here and we all take turns.
That'd be sick.
You gotta clean it just after that.
Eskimo cleaning. Brothers with just a fucking with a fuck doll thing.
Yeah. But you gotta
Jesus
clean it.
Christ, you
prop it up
horrible.
Right here.
Don't come inside of
why
it.
Why do we always end up coming to weird shit like this?
Why? It's a regular discharge, baby.
I don't know if the viewers can see this, but Bubba's wearing fucking three sweaters right now.
Is he? He is. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Three layers.
No, not. Oh
yeah,
wait.
You are, dude.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
you
yeah.
are, dude.
He doesn't even know.
And he has a shirt under this. I guarantee
four
it.
Layers.
Yep. He has a shirt under that one. He has four layers on.
It's cold outside, dude.
Outside, yeah, it is.
Bro, look at me.
What's
dude,
wrong? There's nothing wrong with my layers.
It finally stopped fucking raining after 14 hours.
There's nothing wrong with my layers.
15
I'm
hours.
Comfortable.
It's cold outside.
I was just wearing the same exact flannel I'm wearing. It's just a different color.
That's true.
Motherfucker. Costco. You went to the same store as I did.
Costco.
If you're not wearing this Costco fucking flannel for Christmas gift, who the fuck are you?
I finally fucked mine up.
That one?
Yeah.
The buttons? Burned it or some shit?
I hit it with the grinder when I was working.
He goes,
luckily, ooh, I had it on because it hit this
spun?
Instead of
like
me.
It spun?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, luckily, I had it on because it hit this instead of me.
I remember when I was at work the other day, like, I was doing a hole saw, and, like, my leg was pretty close to the cabinet for, like, pipe water pipes.
Yeah.
And the fucking drill cut my pants. It, like, fucking spun with it. I was like, oh, shit, oh, shit. It, yeah. it could have fucking ripped my leg open.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared for a second.
That's why it's like, I still do it sometimes, but like using a drill press, like with gloves on.
Oh, it catches the glove?
Sketchy, yeah. Like it could
oh,
catch
yeah,
your glove
scary.
And like pull your hand in.
Fuck yeah.
I know, like a regular drill press, I would be like, yeah, it's like that's what I use the gloves
but
on.
But that one just stays on, huh?
Well, that one will turn off pretty easy. Like not too much force will turn or will stop those. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like the other drill press in my work, like the fucking industrial one,
like it just stays on, huh?
That shit will that won't stop. It's like a fucking 8 horsepower fucking.
How do you turn? How do you stop it?
For shit, really?
How do you stop it?
Turn it off and pull the brake.
Okay, has the brake?
Yeah,
like,
but while
like,
it's
like
on,
the, like, the foot, like the foot brake on the bottom on the floor.
No,
we have one like that.
It's on the top.
Oh,
like you pull the brake on the top.
Yeah, that would suck, bro.
But it's fat. It's like hella big, like a yeah. big ass fucking. It's basically a mill. It's not a drill press. It's a fucking mill.
Shit. Yeah, it's sketchy. Your hand's
yeah,
gone.
It's like, yeah, dude, I should just yank your fucking shit right into it. Yank your whole arm right into it.
And are you wearing likely. Gloves because your hands are cold or just because like, you don't want to get like cut with the splinters or whatever, whatever you're
well,
doing?
Well, I don't wear gloves when I use that one. I don't fucking wear gloves when I use that one. Hell yeah. no. But the small one I do. I don't give a
your
shit,
hands
whatever.
Are cold?
Hands are cold in like... You know, sometimes I'll even not even.
I only
like,
wear gloves when my hands are cold.
Not even use the, you know, the arm yeah. of the drill press. I'll just move the table because the part's big enough for me to just hold and put it and just hit it real quick because I'm just deburring it. You know, I'm not like drilling a fucking.
Is
hole.
It metal? I don't even know what like,
yeah.
material you're using.
Metal.
Metal.
Yeah. Yeah, steel or aluminum usually. So I'm just deburring it. So I'll just hit it with my hand. I'm not even fucking. use the drill press like a.
I know we didn't start talking.
So that's why I have the glove on because.
God damn it!
Because sometimes
I walked away to take a piss.
The part will be like sharp or whatever, you know, like on the edge, something will be sharp. So I like, I've cut my fucking hand open before, like right down the middle of my hand, from holding a round part and trying to fucking deburr it.
What does deburr mean? I don't know what that means.
And it caught the fucking. Take the sharp edge off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just killing the edge.
Yeah.
That's what we call it.
Take the edge off.
We call it kill the edge.
Kill the edge.
Yeah. Putting a fucking, putting a chamfer on it, basically, you know, like putting a fucking angled edge.
And
basically, it's basically like routing.
Yeah, routing.
Yeah, kind
of. It's routing the edge.
But without actually routing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, boys. I got a good one.
But I fucked my hand up once. I'm just like, what? Fucking.
How bad?
Nice little split.
Did you have to get stitches?
No, it wasn't like that bad.
Oh,
but
then what the fuck? What are you talking about that
for? It's scary though, bro. No matter what, that shit's
scary. Into my fucking
lasered
palm and it hurt like a motherfucker. And I even did it last week. I fucking
call me. I'm fucking recording
with this thing,
bro. I was
Nina.
We're talking about work
last week with this. I was spinning. I was like deburring it on the grinder. I was deburring the sharp part that usually would cut my fucking hand. You know, in the middle. Had my thumbs like on the side of the part, and I had like a, you know, like a rod going through it.
Yeah,
you know,
like
so
when
it
I put in my dick,
when I put it against the thing, and it spun up and it spun fucking
fast. Too fast, huh?
Yeah,
unexpectedly.
Too, yeah, unexpectedly, like, oh, way too fast, and then just cut my fucking thumb and like cauterized it at the same time because it was so hot and fast, and it fucking hurt like a bitch. But I mean, it wasn't really a big deal. It didn't bleed, didn't bleed at all or anything. But it's still like a little chunky. Chunk out of my thumb.
Yeah, pay attention on that shit.
Hell yeah, dude. Sometimes, dude, shit'll fucking suck into that thing sometimes, and I just, oh, you motherfucker,
suck
dude.
In?
My God,
are you talking about sucking?
A part'll just be like right into the fucking thing, dude.
What about my part?
What about a fake head? Will you be down for that one?
Nah. Like, the sucking.
Instead of an ass, it's a head.
But do you have to go like this?
Well, yeah, you have to do it.
No, I wanted to just do it, and I'm just like, ah.
Nah, that's
cool.
You gotta do it, dude.
That's a big ass head.
Why not?
That was a big ass head.
That's a man head. That's a man head. No, you want a man head.
He was still grabbing the ass.
Hey, but okay, okay.
Ass.
I saw on Reddit a guy. He shot a flame out of his dick.
Don't put your dick in that. No. That
he put, like, his dick was out, and then he put butane in his hole.
Ooh.
And then, right when he's done, he put a flame to it and went, like, he pushed it out of his dick hole, and it shot flames.
Fuck. That's sketchy.
I couldn't even imagine trying to put the butane in the hole.
Right?
Like,
how bad would that hurt?
Like a freeze burn.
Not in, yeah, it would. Well, yeah, what butane did he do? Did he do the drip?
It was a can.
The regular spray. Ones. The regular ones.
Yeah, I had a can with a little tip.
That would be freezing ass. Ooh. What the fuck?
Bro, I don't understand.
No, I don't even want to think about it.
I don't understand.
That's nasty.
That's fucked.
Well, not nasty, but that's like scary. Or
that's
whatever.
Like a pain Olympics.
Yeah.
But he was just doing it for fun.
Damn.
He was like, hey, guys, see what I can do. He did it like a whole bunch of times. I went to
and,
his
like,
page.
What sucks is like Reddit, like you can kind of get famous on it, but it's not like Instagram or nothing where like, you know what I mean?
You're not going to get famous for shooting flames out of your dick. I tell you that.
Well, kind of you will.
Guinness Book World Record.
He should be because I've never seen no one shoot flames out of their
it
dick.
It probably wasn't a flame. It was probably like a spark. Huh?
No, bro. It was a fucking. It went.
Flame on, Johnny.
And then it went out, and then he did it again. It went. But it was a fucking flame. I'll show you after.
Nah, I don't even want to see that.
Oh, bro.
I'm good.
It was so scary. I was like, where'd it go? Where'd it go?
It'll just make me think about fucking 2010 again.
Ooh.
That was the year?
It was the year when everything.
That was the year?
When you put butane in your pants?
That was the year when you were runner up, second place?
You're like, Pan Olympics, I'm trying to try it. He was the jar squatter. He didn't win, but he almost came close.
Fuck.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, when my dick was burning.
Oh, you had gonorrhea? You had gonorrhea?
No, it was just a joke to come into the thing. Dude,
you're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
And that's the joke.
Gonorrhea.
Dumbass.
The only way to get rid of it is to not get rid of it.
Yeah. You just let it. You just pee until it doesn't burn.
You just pee until it goes away.
Come on now. That's how I got rid of it.
That should be one of your quotes, all-time quotes right there.
The only way to get rid of it is to not get rid of it.
You got to point.
You got to do the point. Yeah,
come on now. Come on now.
Oh, fuck.
All right, now I got this other
Now
one.
I'm all hot and shit. You guys got me thinking about my you got sweaters and shit.
Take it off.
I was fine until you said
take
something.
Take it off.
Strip it off.
Once
strip
you
it.
Said something, now I'm all fucking hot.
Strip take your it pants off and jacket.
What? Well, get in camera, bro. Get in camera, bro. Let me see what you're working with.
Come on, dude. Show the
you're
pecs.
In camera right there. Show I don't the give pecs. A fuck. I don't give a fuck. You're in camera.
Show the pecs.
Show your pecs. No, the other pecs, you faggot.
Pecs are your tits, dude.
Come on, show your tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, shit. Oh, that's a lot of cum. Dude, he has another shirt under the shirt.
No, it's a shirt over the sweater. It's a shirt over the sweater.
I thought it was another one. Jesus Christ, Bubba, what do you need?
He's freezing, dude.
He's freezing.
He's in the Arctic.
Bubba needs a whole bunch of shit. Oh, Jesus.
That'd be funny if you got two pairs of boxers on for your nuts.
You did? You do? No. Oh, I thought you did. I was like, oh, no way.
It's like the scary movie. The hat gets bigger, but you just have hella shit on. Hella layers.
Bro, why do you need that much? You would have thought we were in the fucking snow.
You're trying to save money, man. You don't want to run the heater. I feel
bro,
that.
I'm in shorts and whatever this is called.
He says, you know, whatever this is called. Clothes, you dumbass.
This shirt that has half sleeves.
I'm in clothes and whatever this thing is. Oh, shit.
A five-year-old drove it.
Turn it. Turn it towards me. Yeah, see, that's why I had it pushed up against the wall. Boy, it wasn't good enough back there. Well, this is the only setup. Next week, it's going to be different. Tell you that. Oh, I have my setup soon.
Oh, I got a taste buds. Quick question.
You have taste buds?
I have
I
a
think
taste
we
buds.
All do.
I have a taste buds question.
Like a lot of them.
What do you think is better, like truly, tater tots or french fries?
Truly, tater tots or french fries?
French fries.
Truly.
No, like
yeah,
tater
truly.
Tots or french fries.
The drink? Truly, yeah. I'm going to go with that one.
I'm going to have to go tater tots. Yeah. Well, what french fries, though?
Tater tots.
What french fries?
You know what I'd put on top of both?
We can
of
only
those?
Say regular french fries because there's only one kind of tater tot.
I would put two. McDonald's hash browns on top of both of those.
But that's a tater tot.
That's almost a tater tot.
It's almost a tater tot,
that's
but
just
it's
a
not.
Long tater tot.
It's just a long tater tot. Long, flattened out tater tot.
It's a long fried tater tot.
Tater tot is fried.
Not usually.
I love me some tots, man. I don't know why.
You put them in your pocket?
No, but I would. Just to be funny.
Nah, but I would. Like, if you asked me to.
You're like, hey, well, you got some tots.
Hey, man, don't forget them tots.
Have them in my cargo shorts at school?
Yeah. This is fucking big. Ezra is that dude, though. Ezra's that dude to have them in his pocket eating them.
That's cool.
He's like.
He's all doing his fucking math facts.
Like hey. Hey, you want some?
Yeah, homie's like.
Hey. He's like, how many tots does it take?
Get right here. If a little you ketchup, dude.
if you have 20 tots and you get 5 away to your friend, how much do you have
left? 16.
That's so wrong.
I know, dude.
What is it then?
It's 15.
No.
All right.
If you have 60, you need to give away 15. How much is it?
What?
If you have 60 tater tots.
60?
60.
60.
6-0.
Okay.
And to give away 15, how much do you have?
Goddamn 4-7.
How much do you really have?
45.
But it's 55, you idiot. 55?
No,
oh,
not.
My God.
You're stupid as fuck. Who's stupid as fuck? Me or him?
Damn. Both of you. You for saying the wrong answer the first time and you for just being stupid.
Goddamn 47.
LSTR.
I thought hurricane season was over.
Scoop hey. Steve. Damn you.
Damn you. Damn you. Guys.
Oh, you threw up my printer. Chicken fries.
We're not talking about movies.
All right.
Did you know that
We're gonna be the new IMBD.
Yeah.
Did you know a scooter backflipped El Toro? Yeah. El Toro, for people that don't know, is a 20 stair. That's
crazy
iconic.
Did you know
black
people ride scooters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think is that the guy that like jumped over the tree and shit from the quarter pipe over the fence too?
I've never seen that.
Yeah. There's that guy too.
Is that
guy
talking about?
I saw one earlier that was just like some old OG head looking dude riding a scooter doing six. I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing on us? He just did not look any like he was in the right place.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
No. It was weird as fuck.
No, but I seen this clip on like an Adam 22 clip. Yeah,
but the question was on that. Do you think that like that's the most insane trick done on El Toro? Which is a 20 stair?
No.
A fucking backflip
on a scooter?
It doesn't matter where it's at. It doesn't matter what. It's a fucking backflip.
Don't care. I care. It's sick, but
his head was like next to the stairs the whole way.
It was pretty close. It's definitely not the best though.
What is the best?
The best is definitely something on a skateboard.
No, the bike.
100%.
The bike was crazy.
I never seen the bike.
He blew his tires out twice.
That shit's crazy too. I don't know, but I just feel like the skateboard is the hardest thing to do.
I would say
so that's the most gnarly to me.
I could just think of Nyjah Houston trying to do, a backside flip, but he never landed it.
Never did. That's what I'm saying.
But that's like one of the best things. But yeah, that backflip is sick.
That one dude, Trey flipped it.
I don't know. I can't. There's so much shit going on.
He trade flipped and landed.
But the backflip's tight.
I think the backflip's the most impressive besides the guy that fucking
did
it on the bike.
But now look. This guy set the bar. So now like another scooter person's got to go do something other fucking crazy.
Didn't somebody just
try one up him
before that?
You got to do like a fucking backflip with the when you spin the scooter around your head.
Yeah, because you can't compare him to the skater, to a skater thing.
Well, you can though because that's more daring. A backflip, bro?
Yeah, it was tight though.
You could do a backflip on a skateboard. Why didn't you?
Kind of could.
You could ollie and do a backflip.
Ain't the same.
Oh wait,
you can ollie and do a backflip.
Oh, I think Ryan Sheckler did a 360.
That's crazy.
Or some shit down it. His was dope.
But I seen a dude do a tray flip down it.
Yeah, they've been doing that one.
A tray flip?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Down on 20?
I think Chris Cole did a 360 kickflip.
Just timing that shit right is crazy.
Yeah, because you got to land. Yeah. You got to grab
like
it.
Kicking
and then
the board for the right flip to
and catch then
it
land,
right to land.
And then
that
land.
Far down and shit.
Well, no, because you got to catch it in the air and then place your feet and then land.
One day, I want to go to that school, high school one day, just to like chill right there. Smoke a joint or something or just drink a beer right there.
I went to the
See how fucking big it is.
I went to Hollywood 10.
Yeah, you know, you told me. Podcast knows too.
Well, I actually showed you. I FaceTimed you.
I did. I didn't answer.
Probably didn't, actually.
Probably didn't, but I tried.
I definitely tried. I always try.
I want to go there one day. That high school's in San Diego area, I think.
Since last podcast, I've called you every day, and you've answered twice.
No, you didn't.
I literally today, I called you three times. You didn't answer once.
You called me one FaceTime.
Once in the morning. And then I FaceTimed you after that. And then called you after that, like 3 hours after that. It was in a 12-hour span.
And I didn't answer any of them.
No. You texted me.
Yeah, because I said I can't hear.
An hour after.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I said, what's up? I won't be able to hear you. My speaker sucks.
My speaker sucks.
But you got earbuds, so you'll be able to hear fine.
On FaceTime, you don't need to hear me.
How do I not?
On the call, you never called me. Never called me back. On the third call, he never called me back. On the second one, the FaceTime,
I think
it
I
was
did.
Like 25 minutes, and then you said, hey, what's up? You call? Can't. And I said, yeah, I was trying to show you Sean. And he's like, oh, well, I can't hear.
That was not 30 minutes later, bro.
Look it up.
Why is it so funny, dude?
Because it kind of is. Because
he knows he's wrong. That's why it's funny. This fucking piece
He called me twice, and I didn't answer both.
Oh!
So he lied.
Why
three.
Did you answer the phone the first time?
This first time was a FaceTime. I wouldn't be able to hear him, so I said, hey, you called? And then he called me at 6:30.
No. What time did I call you, though?
Probably
the
in the shower.
Time. The first time.
Right there.
What time is that?
2:10.
All right, what time did you text me back?
What time did you get here?
Like 8:15, ready to pod.
Why?
Because I had work, Mitch.
What time did you get off work?
5:30.
What time did you get to the movie?
Damn.
Huh?
Huh?
What movie?
What time did you get to the movie?
How do you know about that?
And what movie did you see?
How do you know about that?
What time did you get to the movie and what movie did you see?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, what time did you get to the movie and what movie did you see?
Oh, shit. You saw a movie?
I forgot. I'm stoned.
Oh, shit. You saw a movie?
What?
What time? What time, Ezra?
Yeah, who'd you go with, too?
I'm trying to see, man. 2:13, 3 minutes later.
That's I called you.
FaceTime at 2:10. I text you at 2:13. You called. I can't hear you. You're like, yeah, me too, bitch.
But then I said I was shotgunning.
I'm bringing that back.
Don't make me call Joel over here.
Oh, man, I wish I was going.
To what? What movie were you watching?
Yeah, what fucking movie did you see, bitch?
Don't trip, bro.
I'm gonna trip.
Just tell me the movie.
I forgot it.
No, you fucking didn't. You saw a whole ass movie. You don't just forget it.
It was a good movie, though.
What movie was it?
We saw Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumanium last week.
Mids. Oh, yeah. It was not mids.
I liked
it.
You
said it was mids. I loved it.
Yeah, it was sick.
I didn't love it, but I liked it.
I laughed a lot. It cracked me the fuck up, and that's one of my favorite things about a lot of movies. I like to laugh.
Especially Marvel.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
For real, like, they try to make them funny now.
I like that they're funny, dude.
I like that.
The only really funny ones are Deadpool.
Oh, that's crazy funny,
though.
Thor
is fucking hilarious.
Like, Thor is really
funny. Thor Ragnarok is fucking really funny.
I never seen Thor. Any Thor movie.
You've never seen any Ant-Man movie either, though.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know how you even went and watched that with us.
Because I was down, dude. I'm down for the sin.
You're not down for no sins. You don't show up.
How do I not show up, dude?
Well, anyway, what movie did you see?
Dude, forget about it, bro.
That's what movie was it?
Don't trip,
who'd
man.
Go with? Who'd you
Why
go with?
Does it matter what movie you saw?
Because,
it
bro.
It matters, bro. What? Who'd you go what with, at least? Can you tell us who you went
I
with?
I didn't go to no movie, bro.
Yes, you did. You walked in with a fucking movie cup, you bitch.
Oh, shit.
That's what that movie... Oh, I thought that was the old cup.
No,
from back in
he
the
walked
day.
In with that shit.
Damn it.
Gave himself away.
Wow, really,
bro? Bro, I didn't go to no movie. I ain't no fucking sim. I ain't paying for that
you
shit,
did,
bro.
Why'd you come with that cup then?
Oh, you fucking asshole. Yeah, you did.
Because I thought I threw that cup away
because
it was
Nina,
right here.
Even Nina, like, grabbed
Nina
the ticket.
Busted
like,
me right away.
Instantly got him. Was like, what movie? What? You saw a movie? And he was like, no, I picked it up.
Right away. Oh, clean
that
it. Was like,
old
that was last
the
week.
The other night. Fucking she believed
he
it.
He didn't even have
away.
That one from the other night.
Damn. Yeah.
What movie did you watch?
I didn't watch a movie, man.
What'd you do then? Why do you have that?
Deal, bro. What movie was it?
Just let me know, bro, so I can know who you watched it with.
I didn't watch a movie, bro.
You piece
bro,
of
I'm not
shit.
Going to movie theaters, bro.
Yes, you did.
Bro, we literally saw the cup.
And if I do, I'm going with you.
You walked in with the cup. There ain't no way you're taking a fucking cup from the movie theater home last weekend and using it all fucking week and bringing it back over to the house on the next fucking Saturday, bro. There ain't no goddamn way. Just tell us what movie it was.
It being broken or anything?
That's all we want to know.
It didn't even look used. It was brand new. It was brand new. It's still there.
It's
grab
still
the cup.
That shit still had ice.
Still
get the cup.
Get the cup.
It still had ice in it.
Go
bro.
Get it.
It still had ice.
Yeah.
In it.
Bro, it's getting hot in here.
I bet it is, bitch. You getting towed up. This motherfucker went to a movie. He either went by himself. He probably ordered the girl a ticket.
You know what he saw? Is why he can't say it?
Why?
Magic Mike's Last
Oh, shit. Did you watch that? He watched it. He can't say no. He watched it. You're fucking sick, dude. Hey, what girl talked you into that?
There wasn't
dude.
Even a girl after we watched that shit by himself.
Bruh.
Yeah, you better save yourself. What movie did you watch?
I didn't go to no movies, man.
Well, where'd you get that cup at?
I found it.
Where?
In the trash like they used to at the movies, huh?
Hold on. Let me go grab it.
It's getting hot.
It's getting spicy.
This fool just doesn't want to say it because that's the movie he saw. It was Magic Mike, dude. His Last Dance. This fool can't get enough of Channing Tatum.
Oh, shit. What movie, Ezra?
I didn't watch no fucking movie.
What movie, Ezra?
Look, bro.
What is that,
I'm not going to put that in there.
Scissor?
We poured it out, pussy, because it was in the trash. What movie, Ezra?
I didn't go, dude.
Who? I don't care who you went with. What movie did you watch?
I didn't watch no movie.
What movies are there, Bella?
Dude, I just told you. It's Magic Mike.
It has to be, right?
It's either that or Cocaine Bear.
Oh, Cocaine Bear. He was saying he wanted to go watch it last week. Ezra's not saying nothing. It was Cocaine Bear.
No, it wasn't.
Who'd you watch Cocaine Bear with? Without us. We were supposed to go watch Cocaine Bear together as a team.
We could watch it again. I mean, we can go watch
it. I got him. You
fucking got him, dude.
Who'd you go watch it with, you motherfucker?
Nobody, man.
You piece That's why you missed shit. The podcast, because we had
a
special guest.
How'd I miss
a
podcast?
Guest.
I'm here right now.
Larry Gonzalez was here the whole time waiting for Ezra.
He just like ratted himself out. Oh, we go watch it again.
I didn't watch it, bro.
How was it? Should I go watch it? Should I pay for it?
I didn't go and watch it, man.
You're a fucking liar. Why are you hiring your phone? Where are you going? Where are you going over there? He's watching it again.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at the ticket prices.
It's his video. You son of a bitch.
He went to pirate it. he went to record the whole thing and pirate it. Say,
you guys
want to
buy it?
Sitting here making money. He's all selling on the internet.
You guys want to watch it? Buy it $4.99.
Dude, get off my nut, man. Oh, I didn't watch a movie, man.
Why
this
do you have that?
This is not mine.
Shut up, dude.
Bro,
I don't drink soda.
I threw that away.
I don't drink soda.
It was literally on here and I cleaned
Whatever,
off the table.
Man. If you don't want to tell us, it's fine.
Just know we know. It's
Just
Magic
know we
Mike.
Know you went to the movie tonight.
For Magic Mike.
I went on something.
I would only take Larry to the movies. Why would I take someone else? Or why would someone else take me?
You're a liar. You're a liar, Ezra.
I'm not lying.
Dude, it's okay if it was with your mom.
It is okay if it was with my mom.
It would be fine if it was with my mom.
Yeah,
I would say if it was with
okay,
my mom.
Okay, well, then what the fuck is your problem?
Why are you mad?
It would be better
yes, you,
if it was
you
with someone
that?
Else.
Where did you get this?
I wish it was with someone else.
Where did you get this?
I don't know what this is.
You brought it.
What is this?
You walked in the door with it when you got here.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you fucking did.
I walked in with this, dude.
And a movie cup.
Where'd you get the movie cup? Because I threw that away last week.
Yeah, there sure as hell wasn't any of our movie cups lying around the fucking house.
You sure?
We clean every day now.
This does look brand new, huh?
It's brand new.
Damn.
What'd you watch?
I didn't watch anything, man. I was too busy doing something else.
What? Okay. Well, where?
I was at work, bro. I was
what movie theater were you in?
None.
He was busy jerking it.
What movie theater were you in, and what section of what movie was playing?
He had to go to the movie theater to get some privacy.
Know.
Not what movie you watched. What movie was playing while you were getting your soda?
I don't know. I don't know what this is.
You brought it.
No, I didn't.
Ezra, stop fucking putting on this facade. You're starting to piss me off.
Dude, I didn't watch a movie.
Do we have to knock you out so you remember?
No.
Because I'll do it.
Good try.
I'll do it. I'm not
going. No, it's fine. Let's just be done with it.
Yes.
What else you got? Bring something else up, Ezra, if you didn't watch the fucking movie. Stop just denying it because we know you did.
You know, we definitely did. Well, we can talk about the movie you watched.
Dude, I'm not going to go to a movie by myself.
Whatever.
Yeah, we know you didn't go by yourself. That's
do you
fine.
Really think I would go with someone else?
Yes, you
yeah,
would.
Why not?
Thank
why?
You for thinking that, but I didn't.
I would. I don't care.
I didn't go to a movie, for real.
Then why is that here?
This was here from last week.
No, I'm sorry.
It's not like you were first choice to go with Larry last week, jackass.
Huh?
What?
You were second choice.
Who was first?
Emmy. I bought it for Emmy.
Wow, I
you
was
didn't
second
even buy
choice,
it.
Bro.
I fucking paid for that shit. I didn't get Bitch, paid for it.
What do you...
You bet all
You want me to show you the Cash App?
No.
You bought
It says $36 for no. movies. And it was $35, so you got extra money.
No.
Yeah, you did, actually. So I need my money back.
I actually need the $5 back from Ezra.
Why?
Close to?
Because you got to go to a free movie.
How?
I don't know why I haven't sent you the money. I should have just kept it.
How did I go to a free movie?
Because Larry paid for it.
So what does that mean?
You didn't pay for it.
He took me.
So?
So what do you mean?
But I didn't take you to this one.
I
sent you $5 during the movie for fucking candy or something. I shouldn't have done it.
Oh, Slurpee.
Yeah.
No, a fucking hot dog or something.
No, it was a Slurpee.
I bought Nina a Slurpee.
Yes.
What was that?
Was a Nina Slurpee.
She owes me $8.
Didn't throw you nothing.
We need to get to the bottom. What movie did you fucking watch, dude?
You guys had some good guesses. I ain't gonna lie.
What the fuck?
The Magic Mike was very good.
What is it then?
You look like Hyde, bro.
It'd be so
don't fucking change the subject, buddy.
If you wouldn't watch Magic Mike, dude.
I thought about it. I want to go watch it. I want to go watch it.
He's like, God damn it. I watched the last two. I got to go see the last one.
The trilogy.
Son of a bitch.
How did you even know, dude?
Ezra, stop looking up what you watch.
Even know
what?
What
did you
How
watch?
Did I even know what?
I don't know. How'd you know what?
Exactly. So stop. Just right, stop.
I'm gonna stop.
Let us know what you watched, brother.
Leading
I didn't
us
watch.
On, just giving us like false hope and shit. Just shut the fuck up.
Who'd
dude.
You go with?
You're acting like a
hope.
Woman.
I didn't give false hope. You guys are blaming me for going to the movie.
No, you
just the
you literally
the
have. We can run this back. You've literally said that. You've basically said that you went to the movies
no,
multiple
didn't.
Times.
You did actually.
You
because I'm a
have,
fucking good podcaster.
No. No, 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 no.
No, you're just
I'm not
retarded.
Definitely not the case.
You're definitely not good at whatever is, we're doing.
But we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Dude.
So.
Wait up. Hold on.
No. We're holding on again.
Let's hold on.
I didn't go to no damn movie. All right,
bro. What
hey,
else you got there?
What if I went, I would see.
I'm going to go see Magic Mike tomorrow, so I want to know if it's good.
I want to know if it's good or not before I waste my fucking money. So.
Seriously, because I'll get my refund back because I'm going at 9 p.m.
That late?
Yes.
Why?
I'm a fucking whore.
No one's going to be in there. That's
exactly.
No, I didn't go for real. But if I would have went, I would probably would have seen. There's a new Wonka movie?
It's full.
Willy Wonka?
Probably sucks ass.
A new Willy Wonka? Go to the trailer.
Oh, shit. Look. It says the story focuses on young Willy.
Ooh.
On how he met the Oompa Loompas.
Ooh.
On one of his earliest adventures. That's probably tight.
Ooh.
Fucking prequel.
Let me see a trailer. Let me see a trailer.
Prequel. No trailers.
Why is there no trailer?
I don't know. This is just pictures.
That's just. Not let me see a
Cocaine
trailer.
Bear. I bet so much people went to go see that shit.
Why is Cocaine Bear look exactly like Willy? It had a play marker on it. On the Wonka. Just like that one.
Because
actually.
This one has a trailer.
But the other one had a play marker too.
No, it didn't.
All right, well, fuck you guys.
I didn't go see a movie, dude. This cup was here from last week.
Whatever.
There's
man.
No way.
I wish someone invited me to a movie that wasn't Larry.
Whatever, man.
Or Bubba.
You can ask people to go to movies with you.
Like who?
Me.
Probably Puss in Boots.
Bubba. Anyone.
What?
It's probably that one right
I
there.
Would love to see
it's
Puss
not
Boots.
Out yet.
None of these?
It says in Christmas.
That one's definitely out.
No, it's not out yet.
That one's out.
Christmas. Christmas.
In theaters Christmas, yeah.
But that'll be tight.
Next year or this? Bro.
This year.
Bro, that was last year, you dumb fuck.
It's this year.
That's last year.
No, there's no way they're
that's
using
new.
Last year's cups.
Look it up. Look it up.
They're
look
not
going
to be using last year's cups.
Look it up. They're not going to fucking advertise something 10 months away.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they will. They do that.
They do that.
Look it
they
up. Look it up. Look up Puss in Boots. Look up Puss in Boots.
But if I would have, I would definitely want to would go.
The
go
Last
see.
Wish.
I would definitely go see Magic
the
Mike.
The Puss in Boots, Last Wish. Guaranteed it came out 3 months ago.
No, it didn't. Why would they be using old-ass cups?
Guaranteed they do. They're not promoting.
And I didn't go to
yeah, but it's last year.
Damn.
Told you. They're not promoting anything 10 old months in advance.
Old-ass cups. Motherfucker.
They promote.
See,
they,
I told you I didn't go.
Yeah, you still went.
What the fuck? They promote things.
Ooh, you know what he did?
Went before us.
No, he went and saw Titanic.
Really? But without us?
Because
you
it's
son
like
of
the
a bitch.
30th anniversary or something. It's back in theaters.
Are you it fucking is. Kidding
That's
me?
That's what he went and saw.
Are you fucking
That's
kidding
why he was gone for so long.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Shit's like 2 hours long.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, I got invited, man. How am I going
to
say no?
By so who? We did go to the movies! Again,
who?
Says it!
I didn't go,
fucking
bro.
Idiot!
I'm fucking around.
I'm done with you, bro. I'm done with the podcast.
I'm about
it's been
I'm about
long
to
enough.
Whoop your ass in golf.
Fuck you.
I didn't go to no fucking movie.
I'm about
bro.
To whoop your ass in golf.
I didn't go.
I'm about to whoop your ass in golf.
Fucking asshole over here, dude.
I'm going to whoop this guy's ass in golf.
I didn't go to no fucking movie.
Shut
yes,
up,
you
dude.
Did.
No, I didn't, bro.
Stop lying.
Because if I did, I would have told you guys.
Now
no, you wouldn't.
Now he's a liar.
This guy sucks ass.
And I'm done.
At what?
Dick. You're going to get your ass done
too or what? Are we done?
Huh? No.
Well, hold on. Let me say something. I'm going to whip your ass in golf and your ass just like I've been doing
whole
week. Been whipping all you guys' ass in golf.
No, you have not.
You've barely been winning, bro.
Wins by one fucking stroke every time.
Whipping ass is whipping ass.
Barely.
You won, but you're not.
Just say I won, because that's whipping ass.
Whatever. Whipping ass is by three strokes from
I'm a golfer.
I don't think that's whipping ass. I think that's just
Hey, you guys suck at golfing. I'm pretty good. Yeah. That's okay. Slap ass. That's okay. It. You guys suck at golf.
That's all you're doing.
You guys suck at golf.
I didn't go see no damn movie. And,
Just quit! You're just trying to drag that shit on forever, dude. Shut the fuck up. Because
it was funny, man. That was good.
It was for fucking 5 minutes, but you let it drag for like 30. So fuck you.
You literally say you went to the movies. We'll be fine with it.
We don't care.
Can you say what movie you watched?
We don't care anymore.
I didn't go to the movies.
We don't care anymore.
So we can end it.
Nope.
Say what movie you did, and I'm going to end it. Right?
They don't care anymore either. They're over it.
Right when you say it, I'm going
to
end it.
I went to the movies last week to go see Ant-Man.
And then what'd you do after that?
What did I do after that?
Yeah.
I think we came here. Yeah, we did.
What movie did you watch after that?
Neither. None.
Ezra's gay and he likes fags.